Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Life, one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Cat. We created this book because we learn so much from our cats. They show us how to be better humans, and they teach us about resilience and fortitude and loyalty. If we rescued them, they rescue us back. And then there are the times when they just make us laugh, and it's because of how they finagle extra privileges or how they get away with breaking our rules because they're so cute. One of the things we hear about all the time is how a cat will show up on someone's doorstep and just be perfect for the human who lives inside. Or how a cat at the shelter will have a backstory or a medical condition that makes it the perfect fit for the human that it chooses to go home with, because it chooses the human, not the other way around. So I thought I'd share a couple of these miraculous stories with you today. In the first one, Sarah L.M. Clauda tells us about Denny and Checkers, who were 9-year-old brown tabbies at the shelter where she worked. They were brothers, and they did everything together. And Sarah would always find them curled up with each other when they were not cautiously examining potential adopters. They were a bonded pair, so the shelter was only going to let them be adopted together. But then Checkers went in for a routine surgery, and he didn't make it. So Denny was left alone in his cage. He didn't know why his brother was gone, and he became depressed, and he wouldn't come out to say hi now to people who were looking to adopt. Not even treats or wet food would coax him out. He would barely let people touch him. So, of course, no one took him home. And then one day, a woman came in looking to adopt. And when she heard about Checkers dying and leaving his brother in mourning, she said, "I have to call someone." And she rushed out. And she returned a half hour later with a very sad-looking gentleman, and she led him to Denny's cage. And Denny, who had been avoiding all the humans, looked up at this man and then stood up and came right out of his cage. Sarah was shocked because Denny hadn't been making any effort to meet anyone prior to that. But somehow, Denny knew that this man was different and would be his perfect match. And why was that? Well, the shelter workers found out the next day when the man came back to pick up Denny. And through tears, he explained, "I lost my brother to cancer 6 months ago. We were 2 years apart, and we were inseparable. He was my best friend. We talked every day. I miss him so much." This cat knows what that pain feels like. He knows I have lost a brother too. It's like we need each other, and we will take care of each other. Together, we will be all right. And then the man walked out with Denny and his cat carrier, leaving everyone in the shelter in tears. Sarah says they got an update from the man a month later with a photo of Denny. And he was relaxing in his bed, and he was looking out the window, and he looked happy. It was a miracle that those two broken-hearted brothers found each other and formed a new bonded pair. But that's what we see all the time in the world of cat adoption.
Say say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
In another story about a perfect cat pairing, Danny Watkins tells us that she was prone to seizures. They had started when she was 15, and of course that had changed her life. She was put on numerous medications, and she couldn't be like her friends and get a driver's license. But Danny got better, and in her 20s, she was declared seizure-free. Her doctor said she could learn to drive, so Danny got her license and got a car. And now that she could get around town more easily and take care of herself better, it was time to get the pet that she had always wanted. She had grown up with Siamese cats, so she contacted a reputable breeder of Siamese cats and she arranged to get a kitten. She was the first customer to see the new litter, and so she could pick whichever one she wanted. And she had decided that she wanted a female. But all the female kittens just wiggled right out of her hands. They didn't want her to take them. There were two males, though, and one of them settled right into her chest and purred. He picked her, so this was definitely going to be her cat. Danny took the kitten home, and she named him Pip after a character in Charles Dickens' Great Expectations, because she had great expectations for this new pet in her life. Now, around that same time, Danny started a new job, and it included a 45-minute highway commute. Even though she was still fairly new to driving, she felt confident that she could handle the long drive to and from work. Her family and friends were concerned about it, but she wasn't. Well, it turned out they were right, because one day Danny had a seizure while driving home from work. It was her first seizure in a really long time. Luckily, no one was hurt, but Danny totaled her car and she lost her license. Pip comforted her while she recovered from the accident and faced her life as someone with seizures again. And then, a year later, it happened. Danny woke up in the middle of the night to find that Pip had fallen off the bed. He was on the floor, and his body was thrashing around, and he was foaming at the mouth. He was having a seizure. Danny says that she had never known the fear and emotional pain that her seizures caused for the people in her life, until she saw it happening to Pip. Now she was on the outside looking in. She was witnessing someone with the same condition that she had, and it helped her a lot. Now she understood it when her family and friends expressed concern about something that she was doing that might hurt her, and it no longer irritated her when they spoke up. And about her choice to buy Pip instead of one of the female kittens that she had meant to take home, Danny says, "I believe animals choose their owners, not the other way around. There was a reason Pip melted into my arms that day." I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about this new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Cat. You can pick up a copy of the book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or wherever else you like to get your books. Now, I have to tell you that we're really proud of the way we handle our cat books, because we make sure to feature lots of rescued cats, particularly black cats and senior cats, which are the types that are often left behind at the shelters. And we're donating royalties from the book to American Humane to support that organization's wonderful work on behalf of cats in shelters and also during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about life lessons from the grandparents. We'll be talking about a couple of dynamic grandmothers who were great role models and made their grandchildren's lives a lot more adventurous.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.